that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
CFL Easy Picks Episode 2 starring Killer Carpe Diem.
Bonjour tout le monde à la Ligue Football Canadienne.
Silence. Absolute fucking silence.
Well, it's simple enough.
Let's get more niche. Let's not just talk about Canadian football on an American, primarily American network. Let's talk in French.
Okay, pas de problème. On va se faire ce soir.
Okay, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Go ahead. It's your show, man. Oh, anytime.
Well, welcome to CFL Easy Picks Week 2. Week 1's in the books. Some people are leading in the CFL Easy Picks, and some people are
not
doing
leading.
Terrible. In association with StableWars.com, I've listed the standings.
Okay, what was that?
In association okay. With the people from StableWars.com.
StableWars.com.
Where you can play wrestling games and sports games. And in a couple of weeks, UFC 200. So standings are in the books after week one. Big upset on the first night. Toronto losing their brand new home opener. And a 2.5 hour delay between the Blue Bombers and Montreal because of a severe lightning storm.
Is that pretty much the only thing that will stop a football game is lightning?
It's for safety of everyone. Okay. It was a pretty bad storm. I caught the highlights after and they're like, oh, and we stopped the game. And they just showed like lightning almost constantly hitting the field. It was pretty intense.
That would make an interesting dynamic to the game, though, if they have to like dodge lightning bolts at the same time.
That would kill people.
Well, only if you're a pussy.
All right, so next time there's a severe lightning storm out, by all means,
I'm playing football. Let's do it.
Head out to the big open
field. Friday night football lightning storm.
So I guess we'll get into the standings after week one. If you don't hear your trending topics name, then it's somebody from Stable Wars. In first place is DeMayer with 3 points. Then in second place, we have Heavyset, myself.
What? He hasn't even watched a game yet. How is he in second place?
He got 2 out of 4 right.
That's hilarious.
Myself, Mattson, GM Bike, and Coach East, all with 2 points, makes us tied for second. Tied for third is Mr. Old School with 1 correct. Dark Spirit, AA Andy Anderson. And in fourth place with 0 points, Kanye West and Legend Killer 003.
Hold on. Is Andy Anderson the Dark Spirit, or is that two different people?
No, that is two different people.
Okay.
So
thought that was his name.
You're tied with them for third place at the moment. But there's still 20 weeks to go, so anything could happen, obviously. Heavy, did you happen to watch a game yet this season?
Thanks for my introduction on the show.
Yeah, seriously.
I figured that would have been
asshole.
Mr. Old School would have done that because he already mentioned.
It's your show. What are you?
But you immediately started talking after.
Yeah, but that's
the
what I do. I'm an asshole.
Well, like, you are.
Because
by the way, Heavy said.
Yay! Which I was going to say, it's ironic that I'm on the show because today is the 1 year anniversary from the first time I tried Tim Hortons.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh,
and if that ain't Canadian, I don't know what is.
And I still love Timbits.
As you should.
The Nutella donut was great, but Timbits I've fallen in love with. There's donut holes and then there's Timbits.
Did you happen to try the raspberry truffle that's out yet?
If I can find one close to me. I heard there is one not that far, but I need to double check. But just in my area, which is actually funny. Last night, I was on my way home from work, and a Tim Hortons truck. Actually, I passed by a Tim Hortons truck. I got pictures to prove it. And I was thinking, oh, the trucks come through here, but we don't have like a restaurant in Akron or Cleveland or nothing. Okay, fine. I'll just sit here.
You should just follow the truck.
I got pictures.
Man.
Imagine, like, who's this dude that keeps fucking following us around? Like,
hey, it's a cool. I'm a fellow trucker. We're good. Just
I gotta check your cargo. Make sure it's properly secured. All these Timbits are. I gotta take them. Hold on. I got. It's okay.
There you go.
And no, to answer the long way around the question, no, did not get a chance to watch the game. Maybe I'll watch one this weekend.
Maybe this weekend. The games this week. I'll mention later on. Coming out of week one of the CFL, the top three performers were Simone Lawrence of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, linebacker for his performance against the Toronto Argonauts in their season opener. Number two is Trevor Harris, the Ottawa Redblacks backup quarterback. After their primary quarterback got injured in the first quarter, this kid came in and helped upset the defending Grey Cup champs. Also helping him was wide receiver Chris Williams of the Ottawa Redblacks. These are your top three CFL performers of the week. And then current standings. Well, you know what? We'll just do power rankings. Power rankings listed as per TSN.ca. We have the Stampeders in first, even though they lost. The Edmonton Eskimos in second, even though they lost. Redblacks in third, they won. Ticats in fourth, they won. Argonauts in fifth, they lost. Alouettes in sixth, they won. Saskatchewan Roughriders in seventh, even though they didn't have a game yet. And following up, we got the Blue Bombers in eighth and the BC Lions in ninth. A team in a nine-team league is power ranking ninth, and it's only, and they're 1-0 makes no sense to me, but that's what TSN says. So.
The big question is, how did Michael Sam do?
He got cut last year. He came in.
Yeah, I know. I was being sarcastic. He actually said back in August, he was, quote, stepping away from football because, quote, nobody wanted him. That second quote was me.
Well, I mean, he came to Montreal, which is a very LGBT friendly place in Canada, and he did nothing. So I think it was just for, you know, to get the attention of the league, but he actually didn't even play a game. I think he practiced like once, and that was it.
There was some sort of issue that I remember. He was going back and forth from home and practice because of family issues or something. I don't know. It was almost the equivalent of Johnny Manziel minus the alcohol and drugs plus homosexuality minus actual playing time.
I think he went and he came and he forgot, or he didn't realize that there was one less zero in his paycheck. And he's like, I'm getting how much? Fuck this. Oh, yeah, family thing. Gotta go.
Yeah, that could have been an option. I mean,
how much do you think he would have got? Like 200 grand or?
Michael Sam? Well, average salary in the CFL is 80,000, so.
Yeah, but I think he would have got a bit more than the minimum.
Probably just for the namesake, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so May 22nd, 2015, Sam signed a two-year contract with the Alouettes. June 12th, he was granted permission to leave for personal reasons to go back to Texas. Made his debut against the Redblacks and became the first publicly gay player to play in a CFL regular season game. He did not record a tackle, missed the next game due to his sore back, and then left the city the following day. Then Montreal considered suspended him because I guess he just told us to fuck off or whatever. And then apparently Sam's response on a radio show was, it was really my last call to go to the CFL. I never really wanted to go to the CFL, but I did, and I committed to going and wasting our time and extra spot. Yeah.
And I think what really happened is he found out he was getting paid 100 grand, but it turned out it was a candy bar and not the actual currency.
Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah, nothing special. I mean, I know it's big all because he's the first openly gay player in professional sports, but he could have been a lot better.
Well, he figuratively openly sucks as well.
Yeah, that's one way to put it, Mr. Old School. So that's it.
All right, Al's won. I'm happy. So what's going on this week?
After week one, let's see. So I guess we'll start making our picks. Pretty simple. That's all this podcast should be. Start opening Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Ottawa Redblacks visiting the Montreal Alouettes.
What's the spread?
Spread is even. Ooh. So punt kick, or I believe what it's called in the...
A cunt pick?
Punt kick.
Okay.
Basically 1 point, but they're calling it even right now. Heavy set, Redblacks or Alouettes? Both won this week.
I know when we do this on NFL Easy Picks, we kind of talk about the record. So whenever you say you like with the records.
All right.
I mean, this is an NFL Easy Picks, I understand, but you know.
I'm still trying to get into the groove here and try and figuring things out on my own stuff. This isn't me getting drunk on beer and then talking about stuff, random stuff. Like All Beer Inside, which the newest episode will be out within the next few weeks.
Heard that one before.
All right, so the 1-0 Ottawa Redblacks will be facing off against the 1-0 Montreal Alouettes at McGill State or Molson Stadium. They've renamed it
Alouettes.
Mr. Old School.
Yeah, I'm going with the home field advantage here. Alouettes are taking it.
I'm picking my home team as well. Alouettes, even though the Redblacks are a much better.
Fuck the Redblacks.
On
what?
Paper, home field advantage. And
plus, like, they fucking destroyed the Blue Bombers, man.
22-14 is not really destruction.
Maybe I'm trying to shed a better light.
Plus the 2.5 hour rainstorm was interesting
because they should have still played in lightning.
We watched the Ring of Honor pay-per-view at your house, and then I still made it home and watched the large portion of the fourth quarter. And the game had started at 8 p.m. and I got home at almost 1. So Yeah, so that was it's quite the event. Same night, because we only have two nights of games this week, the 0-1 Toronto Argonauts will be facing off against the 0-0 Saskatchewan Rough Riders coming off their bye week. This is Saskatchewan's home opener. Saskatchewan is favored by 2.5 points.
Saskatchewan for me.
All right, Mr. Old School takes Saskatchewan. I will go with Saskatchewan as well because screw Toronto. And Mr. Heavyset.
I'm going to be going with the Las Vegas Outlaws from the XFL.
Okay, so with He Hate Me, I believe it is.
I'll go with Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. All right, on Canada Day, Friday, July 1st, because Canada Day is much more important than Independence Day. We have...
Tell that to the box office.
Yeah, we have the 1-0 BC Lions against the 1-0 Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are favored by 6.5 points. I will start. I am going to go with the Tiger Cats. Mr. Heavyset?
Tiger Cats.
Tiger Cats. And Mr. Old School.
Tiger, 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 Tiger Cats.
All right. And finally, still on Canada Day, the evening game, we have the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 0-1 against the Calgary Stampeders, also 0-1. Calgary is favored by 9.5 points. Mr. Heavyset?
I'm going to go with my team.
The Stamps. Mr. Old School.
I'm going to go with the Stamps over the what you pronounced as the Brew Brommers.
Well, that's why I corrected myself.
Wasn't the Brew Brazier from Calgary, too?
Was this a Japanese guy announcing all these names?
And finally, myself, 9-point favorite in the CFL, over 9-point favorite in the CFL. At McMahon Stadium, I'm going with the Calgary Stampeders.
What's the team that's on the bye this week?
On the bye this week, it would be the Edmonton Eskimos are off this week.
I think on Monday, July 4th, the Edmonton Eskimos should go up against the New England Patriots of the NFL in a celebration of the Independence Day of the United States of America from Great Britain when we did the original Brexit.
Didn't the CFL play the NFL at some point?
A very long time. Very, very, okay. Very long time ago, I believe. I mean, depending on the rules, it's a completely different game for some people. I honestly think the best universe or college team in the States under NFL rules would probably beat a CFL team. Whereas if they had the one less down, I think that would completely screw them up. So speaking of CFL versus NFL, there's actually a YouTube clip, which I found, explaining the major differences. If you'd like to cue that up, Mr. Old School.
Yep, one sec.
I was going to throw out one question of a little bit of research that I did over the weekend. How is the Grey Cup older than the CFL? Because it's opposite of the NFL. The Lombardi Trophy is a lot younger than the NFL itself.
It was a university-level championship, and it just got carried on. Kind of like how the Stanley Cup, like the Montreal has 24 Stanley Cups, but the existence of the NHL, as we know it, has only been around since like the 70s. So.
It explains the differences between American and Canadian football. This is a game of American football. This is a game of Canadian football. They both look the same, so they must be the same sport, right? Well, no, not quite. There's several rule differences between the two that makes them almost completely different sports. Before I explain the differences, if you guys want a more detailed explanation of the rules, click here for American football and click here for Canadian football. Right, so, differences. Let's start with the field. The Canadian field is both longer and wider than its southern counterparts. In American football, the field is 100 yards by 53 yards. In Canada, the football field is 110 yards by 65 yards. The reason why it's 110 yards in Canada is that Canada, with its love for everything of the metric system, originally specified that the field should be 100 meters. And 100 meters is roughly 110 yards. American football end zones are 10 yards long, with the goalposts at the rear. Canadian football end zones are 20 yards long, with the goalposts at the front. So how about the players? There are 11 players on the field per side in American football. Canadian football has 12 players per side. In American football, only one man is allowed to move during the snap, and he can only move laterally or backwards. In Canadian football, anyone who isn't a quarterback or a lineman can move in any direction before the snap. In American football, defensive players are allowed to line up at the line of scrimmage. In Canada, defensive players have to line up 1 yard away from the line of scrimmage. How about some rule differences? Well, in American football, you have 4 downs to make 10 yards. In Canadian football, you only have 3 downs to make those same 10 yards. In American football, you can signal for a fair catch, allowing the receiver to catch the ball safely. the Canadians think that this is an abomination and they don't have a fair catch rule. In American football, you either have 25 seconds or 40 seconds to play the ball. In Canada, you only get 20 seconds. And you get a 2-minute warning in American football and a 3-minute warning in Canadian football. The scoring is exactly the same in both games, except in Canada, you get 1 point for missing a field goal. Wait, what? Missing a field goal? Yep, if you miss a field goal and it clears the end zone, the kicking team gets a point. This is known as a rouge, but is more commonly known as a single. You can also score a single by tackling the ball carrier in their end zone after a field goal attempt or punt attempt. To add further confusion, the kicker is allowed to recover his own kick so long as it travels 10 yards in Canadian football. In American football, it has to travel at least 10 yards and be touched by an opposing player. In American football, a missed punt or missed field goal is ruled dead and the play stops. In Canadian football, a missed punt or missed field goal is ruled live and the other team may run with the ball and try and score a touchdown. There are other rule differences between the two, but these are the main ones that you need to know about. So what does all this mean? These rules generally mean that American football is more defensively and tactically minded. The extra down means that the American game is more balanced between running, passing, and kicking. Canadian football, on the other hand, has one less down to move the ball 10 yards, so emphasis is usually based on passing the football. Kicking is also more important in the Canadian game, as kicking the ball occurs more frequently. The 1 yard gap rule and the fact that there's only 3 downs is a severe disadvantage to the defenses of Canadian teams. This means that it's pretty much an offensive shootout every game. American football players tend to be bigger in size and strength, whilst in Canadian football, the players are slightly smaller as they need to be able to move faster than their American counterparts. There are various myths about these two types of football, and I'm here to hopefully dispel some of them. Myth number one, Canada has bigger balls. It's a common misconception that the balls in Canadian football are bigger, but the actual allowed dimensions fall into each other's specifications, meaning that in theory, both sports can use the same ball. Given also that the balls are made by the same manufacturer, it seems implausible that Wilson would have two different machines that make two different balls that vary only by a couple of millimeters. Myth number two, the CFL is just a graveyard for has-been NFL and college players. Actually, the CFL has produced many top players that went on to have good NFL careers, such as Joe Theismann, Warren Moon, and Doug Flutie. Myth number three, Canadian football has taken American football rules and blatantly changed them. I hate to burst your bubble there, Yanks, but the Canadians invented their game first. Myth number four, Canadian football is inferior to American football. I wouldn't say that. I mean, sure, if you're talking about the amount of money it generates and the amount of money the players get paid, American football wins hands down. But in terms of the actual sport itself, Canadian football is not inferior, it's just different to American football. I personally watch both kinds of football regularly, and I can honestly say that I prefer Canadian football. But that's just me. You're entitled to think differently. If you found this video entirely helpful, please comment, rate, and subscribe. It takes me eight.
So those are your differences between CFL and NFL football, according to a British fellow. Heavy, any questions?
I just want to know why the Brits think they can explain American football and Canadian football and the differences, because that's two videos in a row, another Brit explaining it.
He's the only one that I've seen with videos about CFL rules and the differences between the NFL and CFL. So I've used his YouTube commentary. But it's pretty much exactly like what he described with the rule differences. We have more men in motion, less downs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure once you watch a game,
we're worth more, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. 18 billion compared to 240 million, I think. So, yeah. Then there's that. Plus the considering you have 3.3 times the amount of teams than we do. So then there's that as well.
But it's true what he says with the score, because like a lot of games get 47, 50 points almost. Like, so it makes it exciting, I find.
Yeah, well, I mean, the opener for the season, the final score was 42-something, I believe. If give me a second. Yeah, week one, final score was 42-20.
I would say that arena football is kind of a copy of the CFL. I mean, it's done, everything's done different. I think that's the main objective, and they are high score shootouts, because I think the big thing with them is, I think I mentioned this on the last episode, I don't think they do punting. I think it's basically like, you got 4 downs, don't kick.
I mean, I haven't watched a full game of AFL, arena, ALF, I guess would be the correct way to say it. I would love to go see a live game at some point, but closest team is not close for me at all, so. Yeah, closest team for me is either Cleveland or Philly. They're about the same drive, so that's not happening.
I'll meet you at the Gladiators game.
Yeah, maybe someday.
So what's our homework for this week,
Carl? Try and watch a game. I plan on watching the Isles game on Thursday night. Sit back, drink a few Molson Canadian, and watch some Canadian football. And Mr. Old School, if you want to watch the game, I'm hoping I could probably maybe get last minute cheap tickets, which would be nice. But weather's not looking that great.
I think I'm hanging out with Kebbo and Andre. Ah. But I work from home on Canada Day, so if you want to hang up, I don't know if any games are
during. We're preoccupied Canada Day with something that evening when the other games are on.
Oh, right. Yeah,
the bar games. We got a couple of tweets. We got a tweet from The Ultimate One. I believe the host of The Real News on the Trending Topics Network. His tweet is...
He hasn't done a show in like well over a year.
At CFL Easy Picks, I would formally adopt the Toronto Draconauts. Then from Mop Jockey... at CFL, Easy Picks. Fuck, thanks for the heads up. I'll take the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, because blue. I'm on StableWars.com. I'll try to find it. And then I believe Andy made his picks, and Andy is taking the Edmonton Eskimos as his team. And those are the tweets at CFL Easy Picks. So let's wrap this up. Week 2. No emails that I know of. Let me check.
So you are a lot like Anna, please.
What's your account, by the way?
CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com.
And what's the password?
I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm not going to tell you on the show.
You're almost blatantly ripping off NFL Easy Picks. Check out next week. We're going to be doing the one and only XFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network.
And we're retro.
We're just going to watch old games, and we're going to pick
pretend we didn't see the score.
Yeah, we're going to pick who we think's going to win those games. And next year, when we do it all again, we're just going to do the same season over and over again. So let us know what teams you're picking.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed another tweet from the Rebel Trucker, Big Josh, to at the Mountie. What's the CFL? And Mountie's response was
Episode 1.
At CFL Easy Picks, Episode 1. but no emails. So feel free to send one. CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. As well, anything else on Twitter at CFLEasyPicks. So we'll close the show. Heavy set. Final thoughts, plugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Check out the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Brand new.
We got some great shows there, like XFL Easy Picks.
AFL Easy Picks.
Netflix and Chill Podcast.
Cock Talk.
And the one and only Cock Talk, starring Kiwi and Will.
Yeah.
Will.
Mr. Old School?
Ditto.
Okay. I'm thinking we should create a show called Pardon My Interruptions, starring at Will and at Double A.
Yes.
I believe that would be amusing. You can always catch myself at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. Check out StableWars.com. Constantly wrestling-related games. New WWE season will be starting shortly, and UFC 200 pay-per-view. Your picks can start. You can start making your picks on Canada Day, July 1st.
And also, we're going to be starting a new show. I don't know exactly what we're going to be calling it. I forget what the old show with Riv and Piper, when they used to just do debates, forget what it was called, but we're going to revive that show, and it's going to star Devil Vamp and Ceramic Samurai. It's going to be all about feminism. Check out that great show.
And we will offend everybody. Yeah.
So come and check out our shows that offend people, and enjoy week 2 of the CFL on Thursday and Friday evening.
Hey. Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Tim Hortons.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, "Oh, Canada." Kinda laughed it off. It was funny, huh? Yeah. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic in a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitude, like kids in a hall, a Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, up. I'm on the funniest actors. The front of the joke with an abundance of laughter. The red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grindy. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. I'm from Canada. Oh, Canada. Makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. Glass makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent fuck, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here's where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done and tonight routine. Yeah, I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada. Oh, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast to Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I'm from the East Coast.
Don't, yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come out my mouth like this. Get used to it.
I would I'd like to hear an interrupt off between Double A and Will.
That's awesome.
Come on, you know it's funny.
Give them a topic and give them 5 minutes to talk about it and get in all the things that they need to do.
Interrupt off.
Worst debates ever.